Last October, 25 bars located near campus voluntarily stopped advertising and selling cheaper drinks on Fridays and Saturdays. One of them was State Street Brats, run by General Manager Kelly Moyer.
We did this as a good faith effort. The university said, hey, you need to do this, cut down on drink specials. And we said, okay, let's see if there's a change.
There was. Friday night liquor law violations dropped 16%, disorderly conduct dropped more than twice that, and vandalism went down substantially. Alcohol-related crime also decreased on Saturday, but not as much. Coordinators of PACE, the UW's effort to control student drinking, say they're surprised and pleased, but Aaron Brower concedes that limiting drink specials at bars is just one way to curb student drinking.
It's not the final answer, because we don't know if there's a direct link between the drink specials and the decrease in crime, but to the best that we could check, the link seems to stay.
Analyzing preliminary data of a study that will run 6 more months, UW officials say fewer alcohol-related crimes in downtown bars didn't mean more drinking problems elsewhere, like the campus bar or house parties. Downtown bar manager Moyer says that's because problems occur where students end up, not necessarily at every place they drink.
Typically, a college kid has $20 in his pocket for a weekend, $20, $30. And that doesn't get you very many drinks in a bar. If you go to a house party, you buy a cup for $5 and it's all you can drink.
There's debate over how strong the link between lower crime and fewer drink specials at bars near campus may be. Not all downtown bar owners agreed to limit drink specials, and there was disagreement on what constituted a special. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.